Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Simca Family Practice, offering physicals, wellness exams, and treatment for colds and flu. Clinics throughout Williamson County. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning. It's the 13th day of September, and on the WSIU Almanac. Today in 1956, IBM came out with their computer, the Model 305, which was capable of storing 20 megabytes of information. Locally, this Sunday, you can go on a field trip to Heron Pond to see the fall migrants. This free public event is conducted by the Shawnee chapter of the Illinois Audubon Society. This Saturday is the Southern Illinois Women's Health Conference at John A. Logan College in Carterville. And also taking place this weekend in Marion, the Heartland Pet Fest is going on Saturday and Sunday at the Pavilion. And the proceeds from this event support the nonprofit Wilderwood Service Dogs, a group that trains service dogs to help autistic children. The theater department of Lincoln Trail College is holding auditions for the epic fairy tale Into the Woods. The auditions are going to take place September 19th and the 20th at the Zwierman Arts Center. The play will be performed in November. Botanist Chris Benda will lead another wildflower hike this Friday at the Todd Fink Natural Area. For more information, send an email to botanizer@gmail.com. In Creel Springs, the annual Wonder Water Reunion will take place September 21st through the 24th at Creel Springs City Park. And some blood drives. This Thursday at Marshall Browning Hospital in DuCoin, give blood from noon to 5, or give blood this Thursday from 1 to 6 at the United Methodist Church in Pinckneyville. And that's the Tuesday WSIU Almanac. Enjoy the day. Good Tuesday morning, and on your WSIU Almanac, on this day in 1789, the United States federal government took out its first loan. They borrowed money from the Bank of North America at an interest rate of 6%. And chocolate lovers might be celebrating this day because in 1857, Milton Hershey was born. Locally in Carterville this Saturday, you can support local efforts to create awareness of and prevent suicide at the first annual Warriors of Hope Suicide Awareness and Prevention Walk. It takes place at Kennan Park in Carterville, and for Malia Pascal, a counselor in Carbondale, suicide is not limited to just one certain age group.
Yes, unfortunately, there have been recorded suicides as young as 6 years old and then up in well into their 80s. And so it affects everyone. There are different age groups that at different times that it seems to be happening more in. But more than anything, it's just a cry for help. They're in a lot of emotional pain. They need help, and they need someone to intervene and help them get their mind right and get turned to where they're looking at the hope in life and a future.
If you would like to get involved in this Saturday's event, see Malia's contact information on the web version of this almanac. Since this Saturday is the third one of the month, that means you can get involved with the nonprofit Green Earth in Carbondale for a cleanup day. To sign up, call 618-201-3774. And that's the September 13th WSIU Almanac. Have a good day.